Vavakama Perk Beis Mishnah Hey. Shor Hamazik Bershus Hanizik Ketzer. What's the case of a Shor Hamazik and the Rishus of the Nizik? Nogach, if it gores, Nogaf, it pushes with its body, like a body check. Noshach, bites, Ravatz, it purposely sits on something that belongs to the Nizik because it's upset. Bot, it kicks. Bershus HaRabim Mishalim Chatzi Nezik. Karen, which is all these cases, these are all told us of Karen, except obviously Nogach. In Rishus HaRabim you pay Chatzi Nezek. Rishus HaNizik, but what happens if a Shor gores in Rishus HaNizik? Rabbi Tarfon Omer Nezek Shalim. Rabbi Tarfon says you pay full Nezek. Becham Omerim Chatzi Nezek, Cham say you still pay Chatzi Nezek. And even in the Nizik's Rishus, it doesn't matter if it's a Rabbim Rishus HaNizik. Omelhem Rabbi Tarfon, Umabim Koim Shekel Ala Shein Vala Regel Rishus HaRabim Shupater. Now, first, Rabbi Tarfon is going to establish what's more chomer than what, and then he's going to make his kavu chomer. It's important to note this. So, first, to establish it, we see that shein and regel are more makel in Rishus HaRabim because they're pater in Rishus HaRabim. If an animal goes and eats something from somebody else in Rishus HaRabim, you don't have to, the owner of the animal doesn't have to pay. What was your stuff doing in Rishus HaRabim? Yet, keren Rishus HaRabim, if animal gores in Rishus HaRabim, you're still chayv chatzi nezek. Hichmir aleim Rishus HaNizik l'shalim nezek shalim. Yet, we're machmer on shein and regel to pay full nezek in Rishus HaNizik. If an animal goes and eats or just tramples on Rishus HaNizik, you are chayv. Mokum shehichmir ala keren Rishus HaRabim l'shalim chatzi nezek. Here's now the kal v'chomer. And now, in a place that we're machmir on keren in Rishus HaRabim, where we see keren is more chomer, that in keren you pay chatzi nezek, shouldn't it be that you pay in the Rishus HaNizik full Nezek? Because in Rishus HaNizik, you see that Shein and Regel, which in Rishus HaRabim paid nothing, yet they pay Chatzi Nezek Rishus HaNizik, so Karen should pay Nezek Sholem. Now, when you, at first glance, when you look at this, this doesn't sound like a rational Kal V'chomer. Because a rational Kal V'chomer would be, all the more so, Karen would pay at least what Karen paid in Rishus HaRabim. In other words, if Karen paid Chatzi Nezek Rishus HaRabim when Shein and Regel didn't pay anything, all the more so Karen is going to pay also Chatzi Nezek Rishus HaYochid of the Nizek when Shein and Regel are chayv to pay something, even though what they're paying is Nezek Shalem. But the fact that you're going one step above and you're saying that in the Rishus HaNizik, Karen is paying a Nezek Shalem, he's paying full, that's what the Chum are going to have a problem with and answer like they do. Amrulo, dayo lavo min adin lios kenidin. The Torah limits the learning of the Kal V'chomer. What you're learning from the source of the Kal V'chomer can't be greater than the actual source of the Kal V'chomer. And therefore, mar b'shus harabim chatzi nezek, af b'shus hanizik chatzi nezek. So the Chomer is saying that the place where we were learning that a Karen is more Chomer was b'shus harabim, and there you paid chatzi nezek. So if you're learning out from there, what you're learning out, which is the Rishus HaNizik, also has to be the same. That's the way Kal V'chomer works. You can't add on to it. Now, it's important to know that Rabbi Tarfon also agrees of this concept of dayo. But Rabbi Tarfon holds that you only use dayo, which limits a Kal V'chomer, in a case where without dayo, there still is a Kal V'chomer, and dayo just takes it one step further. There, Rabbi Tarfon agrees you don't hold of dayo. But in a case where if you would take away dayo, you wouldn't have a Kal V'chomer, there, Tarfon says, we do say dayo. So, for example, in this case, the Torah says that when an animal gores, b'shus harabim, you pay chatzi nezek. But the truth is, had it not said anything b'shus hayachid, I would also say chatzi nezek, because it wasn't that the Torah was just saying you pay chatzi nezek b'shus harabim, it's tam. It happened to be b'shus harabim, but you pay chatzi nezek. And without any kal v'chomer, I would still say you pay chatzi nezek, b'shus hanizek. So even without a kal v'chomer, I knew this halacha that b'shus hanizek you'd pay chatzi nezek. If there is a Kal V'chomer, it must be a Kal V'chomer that actually increases it and makes what you're learning even greater than the source, which you normally can't do. But in here, there is no other Kal V'chomer. That's the only type of Kal V'chomer you can make now. But the Chum disagreed and they hold you don't say dayo at all. Amar Lahem. So Rabbi Tarfon said back to them, and this seems l'shita sam, because Rabbi Tarfon holds you do say dayo in this example. Rabbi Tarfon is saying to them, ani lo adon keren mi keren. This is not really dayo, because I'm not learning keren from keren. In other words, what I'm using to establish that one is more chomer from the other, I agree with you, based on what you're saying, I'm not doing that. I'm not learning keren from keren. Ani adun keren mi rego. I'm learning keren from regel. In other words, the way I'm establishing my kal v'chomer is going to be differently now. And here's how it is. Here's how I'm establishing first what's more chomer than what, and then I make the kal v'chomer. Uma b'makom shehei kil al hashen v'al regel b'shus rabim. A place where I'm makel a regel and shen b'shus rabim where you're not chayv at all. Hichmir b'keren. Yet we're machmir on keren. Where you pay chatzin nezik, you pay something. So now we establish that the makom, the b'shus rabim. First, I'm establishing that keren is more machmir than shen and regel because you're chayv b'shus rabim. So here's the kal v'chomer. If the Torah is machmer on shein and regel b'shus hanizik to pay full nezik, all the more so it should be machmer on keren b'shus hanizik to pay nezik shalim. Because the kal v'chomer, even though the establishment of the kal v'chomer came from keren b'shus harabim, which keren paid chatzi nezik, but that's not the point. The point is you see keren is stronger. So all the more so, Meshus HaNizik, if Shein and Regel pays Nezek Shalem, so too Karen's going to pay at least the same thing that they pay, which is Nezek Shalem. And that's not a problem of Dayo, because it's not adding on. You're just keeping it the same as Shein and Regel, and you're saying, of course it applies, because it's more Chum or Karen. And the Chum answered, Amrulo, Dayo Lobov Min Adin Lios Kenid. And they said, no, this is also a problem of Dayo. Ma B'Shus HaRam Chatzi Nezek, Af B'Shus HaNizik Chatzi Nezek. Meaning, you still are establishing the chumra, the keren is more chumra, from Rishus HaRabim. And in that place of Rishus HaRabim, keren only pays chatzi nezek. So since that's the source of the establishment of what's more chumra than what, and in that place, that source, keren paid chatzi nezek, therefore, no matter what, at the end of the day, even though what you're saying seems to be like a regular kal v'chomer, it can't be that at the end of the day, Karen is paying more than the original source, which is Chatzin Ezek. And the Rav says, Allah is like the Chacham.